This is a quote from William James, The Varieties of Religious Experience, 1902, quoting on mystical consciousness described by J.A. Simmons, who lived 1840 to 1893, an English poet, literary critic, and cultural historian. Suddenly, writes Simmons, at church or in company, or when I was reading, and always, I think when my muscles were at rest, I felt the approach of the mood. Irresistibly, it took possession of my mind and will, lasted what seemed an eternity, and disappeared in a series of rapid sensations which assembled the awakening from an anesthetic influence. One reason why I disliked this kind of trance was that I could not describe it to myself. I cannot even now find words to render it intelligible. It consisted of a gradual but swiftly progressive obliteration of space, time, sensation, and the multitudinous factors of experience, which seemed to qualify what we are pleased to call ourself, with capital S. In proportion as these conditions of ordinary consciousness were subtracted, the sense of an underlying or essential consciousness acquired intensity. At last, nothing remained but a pure, absolute, abstract self. The universe became without form and void of content, but self persisted, formidable in its vivid keenness, feeling the most poignant doubt about reality, ready as it seemed to find existence break as breaks a bubble round about it. And what then? The apprehension of a coming dissolution, the grim conviction that this state was the last state of the consciousness self, of the conscious self. The sense that I had followed the last thread of being to the verge of the abyss and had arrived at demonstration of eternal Maya or illusion stirred or seemed to stir up me again. The return to ordinary conditions of sentient existence began by my first recovering the power of touch, and then by the gradual, though rapid, influx of familiar impressions and diurnal interests. At last, I felt myself once more a human being, and through the riddle of what is meant by life, remained unsolved. I was thankful for this return to the abyss, this deliverance from so awful an initiation into the mysteries of skepticism. The trance recurred with diminishing frequency until I reached the age of 28. It served to impress upon me my growing nature, the phantasmal unreality of all the circumstances which contribute to a merely phenomenal consciousness. Often I have asked myself with anguish, on waking from that formless state of denuded, keenly sentient being, which is the unreality? The trance of fiery, vacant, apprehensive, skeptical self from which I issue, or these surrounding phenomena and habits which veil that inner self and build a self of flesh and blood conventionality? Again, are men the factors of some dream, the dreamlike unsubstantiality of which they comprehend at such eventful moments? What would happen if the final stage of the trance were reached?